Kayla Williams goes to war. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. She had a job, a relationship, a college degree, but Kayla Williams decided she had to challenge herself, maybe learn another language. So she joined the Army and learned Arabic.
I was actually studying Arabic when September 11th happened.
Before too long, she was working military intelligence for the 101st Airborne, pushing north to Baghdad in a war that she thought was wrong.
And it was terribly difficult to go in thinking, I don't support this war, I don't believe in this. And then to talk to the Iraqi people, most of whom wanted to tell me their individual reason for hating Saddam Hussein and how glad they were that we had come in to get rid of him.
Pretty soon she found herself wanting to be that superhero that the Iraqis were expecting.
I wanted to be able to solve all of the problems. I have to be honest with you, though, the worse the insurgency began to get, as much as I wanted to be culturally sensitive, and I spoke the language, and I think of myself as a humanitarian, but even I started to get angry. You know, we're here to help you, and you're trying to kill us.
She watched the relationship between the Americans and the Iraqis fall apart. But as for pulling out now,
it would be morally reprehensible of us to leave until there is a solid, functioning, and decently equipped security structure of Iraqi people to protect the country.
Kayla Williams' experiences, both military and emotional, are in a book she calls Love My Rifle More Than You. And by the way, she says she misses the 101st, and being that she's in the individual ready reserve, she may see them again. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.